love to spend the day at museums. Surrounded by this beautiful art, I amuse myself, I confuse myself, I lose myself from the start.
I ought to spend more time in museums, surrounded by this beautiful art. A few times I tried that audio guide, but I could never decide where to start.
So are you ready?
I can't wait.
Then let's begin
my first artistic date.
I thought we'd start with the Impressionists.
Like that fantastic Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh.
Well, he came slightly later, but his works are just ahead.
That was Susan's favorite, you know.
Hmm?
My late wife.
Oh.
Anyway, could you please explain what makes these so special? It's not quite clear at first sight.
Well, they broke all the rules with an innovative brushstroke, resulting in this brilliance of color and light.
It seems to me that all those tiny little dots make these pictures look a bit fuzzy. Say, that artist wasn't the one who I saw in that Broadway musical, was he?
You mean Sunday in the Park with George, written by one of my heroes, Stephen Sondheim.
I love to hum his tunes. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
And his lyrics are beyond. Let's resume our tour and see what else we can find.
You be the guide, I'll follow behind. I'd like to spend more time in museums, so if she ever asks me, I'll agree again. Perhaps the best part might be that sharing art could help me start to see again.
Now look at this still life by Henri Matisse. He was the consummate fauve.
Those colors he's chosen are certainly jarring. That green with the red and the blue with the mauve.
How about these powerful works by Picasso, like these cubist portraits of Dora Maar?
They start out lovely but become so grotesque. How she ever let him paint her like that is bizarre.
At least he tried to really see her beneath the surface. How many men ever do that, hmm? Anyway, I'll admit I'm not much into Marcel Duchamp. I sort of get Dada, but not really.
A urinal is art, please give me a break. I know it's a put-on, but it's still quite silly.
What would you consider to have more appeal?
The art I prefer looks like something that's real. We own one small painting by Edward Hopper. His colors and proportions seem natural and proper, but I'd love to see the paintings and the photos you do.
Oh, maybe someday, but let's get back to you.
Well, more than all these paintings, I love design. Architecture is a true passion of mine. I love the grand vision and the feel of this place. It's truly majestic use of daylight and space, but I'm pontificating.
No, this is fascinating. Would you like to move on and continue to explore?
Even after Impressionism, Fauvism, Cubism, Dadaism, I'd love to see more.
I love to spend the day at museums, surrounded by this beautiful art. Let's open our eyes. Let's seek surprise that will touch what lies in our heart. Look, here's my favorite, this Rothko multiform. Those deep, deep reds make my body turn warm. We're supposed to stand close to get an intimate view and absorb the sensuality.
Thank you.
That was intense.